Actually, I'm here with Kiki Melendez. Hi, Kiki. How are you?
How are you, honey? How do you like being up here in El Barrio with all the Latinos?
Well, I'm perfectly comfortable in El Barrio because I only live down the street.
Oh,
my God. By far, you know, actually, we did a major event here in El Barrio for the Christmas. This is very actually appropriate. Christopher Columbus discovering Puerto Rico.
Oh.
Back in the 80s.
You know, his children dad is in Dominican Republic. Dominican Republic was supposed to be his favorite New World place, and they have his body there, supposedly.
Wow. Alrighty. Yeah. Well, that's good to know. We did this for the Postal Service, our client. We did the a letter writing campaign to El Barrio here, from the children in Puerto Rico, to the children here in, and we had Rosie Perez, and we had Eddie Amos.
Nice.
And it became a very large outreach.
And Eddie Amos is Mexican, so that was cool.
Hispanic, Latin.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. We're all together.
And you, where are you from?
I'm Dominican.
Okay, Dominican. And that's why Christopher's there.
Exactly.
All right, this is an
exciting
event.
You think I'm lying, don't you? You think I'm lying?
I think you'd be lying. Something like that. I don't think at all that. And this is a very special night for you, correct?
Yes, it's like, you know, New York is my hometown. I grew up here. My mother was a single mom. She immigrated legally through Eastern Airlines. And she lived up here in Manhattan. And so I grew up in here. You know, I grew up in New York, even though I live in LA now. But I am a New Yorker at heart. You know, New York is in my heart. And every time I come here for anything I'm doing, I get an amazing amount of support from the community and from my Dominicans and from everybody. So I always, everything I do, I try to bring it to New York. That's my goal in life.
There you go. All right. Well, we're happy you did that because we were happy here.
Exactly. Great Puerto Rican food.
Right, El
San. By the way, tonight Puerto Ricans and Dominicans are united.
Okay, well, they're always united somehow. I don't know. True opinion
collide. Exactly. All we have to do is get some rum and we're united.
There you go. That's good. Well, El San Juan is a great name, a great beach in Puerto Rico, right?
Exactly.
Actually, I had my honeymoon in the El San Juan.
Ooh,
in that hotel.
You. Are you still married?
No. But she's my best friend. 50 years.
That's
and
awesome.
A daughter and grandchildren.
Oh, beautiful,
so
beautiful.
I am quite happy about it. So we're at actually the Omni Cultural TV Fest. And what is that?
In partnership with NATPE, the National Association of Television Programming Executives. As you know, there is a big gap between the emerging producer, the independent producer, the creator, television and executives, and there's a large gap. In other words, it's hard for an emerging producer to have their work seen by the people that can make a decision, that can buy their product, that can put their product in development. And so with NATPE and Kiki, that doesn't make any sense.
Nappy, but that rhymes well. That's a good association.
Well, you know, when I first started working with them, I used to say nappy, and people thought, are you talking about your nappy hair? I mean, what are you talking about?
We're in the community, too, with that similar hair.
So, in any case, you know, it's a great partnership because they're supporting this 100%, and we just got the support of the New York Women in Film, and we are going to speak to the Women in Film of California. And there's just a whole bunch of corporations joining us, Goya Foods, Spectrum. Everybody's really joining this awesome experience because it is to help the emerging producer, the creator, showcase it. I like to call it a visual expo. In one day, you can go to our Omnicultural TV Fest and you can meet everybody, hopefully, well not everybody, but a lot of people that can help you move your project to the next level.
Egyptian theater.
The iconic Egyptian theater, May 1st, and it's going to be an all-day event. In the morning, we're going to have a whole bunch of panels about writing for television, directing for television, distribution, influencing, casting, rapid pitching. You can pitch your project, you know, like rapid dating, rapid pitching. We're going to have all these incredible panels in the morning, and then during the day, we're going to have the screenings of all the submitted work. All the people need to submit by March 15th.
Coming up soon.
Yes, and so basically then we're going to do the screenings, and then after the screenings, we're going to have an amazing award show. And we reached out already to Peter Engel, who did Saved by the Bell, Last Comic Standing. He's already accepted an Omnicultural TV Fest Award. We're reaching out to people like Ben Silverman, Byron Allen, Sofia Vergara, George Lopez, a whole entire group of diverse people that will be, that have made an impact on television, and we are making that happen the same night. That will be the closing ceremony.
Okay, let me see if I understand this correctly. Is this the film or the TV shows?
It's all TV. You know, okay. There's hundreds of film festivals. This is one of the few times, and this is what you call a TV festival.
A TV festival. Now, there's a film submission. Have to be of Latin
No. Omni
flavor?
Means, no, Omni means even white people like you can submit.
I'm okay with
even
all that.
Blanquitos. Okay. Even for blanquitos.
I'm okay with all. I did Don Rickles show, so I've done all kinds of shows, so I'm very open.
Listen, America needs
and multicultural markets.
Exactly.
I did 16 years, but it's still 30
exactly.
years.
And you know,
we're all brothers
and sisters. Exactly. The thing is that, you know, that we all need help in this business, and I wanted to do something that includes all of us. We need to unite. We need to do stuff together. And I already have had such success, you know, with you know, Phyllis Bishop from the Emmys and the Women in Film and Natsby, because I'm doing it for everybody. Everybody feels more apt to be a partner and to support it.
I love it. I love it. Two last quick questions that everybody else wants to interview you. And so we're involved with World Peace, International Day of Peace. And I've asked many people, what does peace mean to you? If you wouldn't mind, what does peace mean to you?
Well, to me, peace means accepting each other for who we are. And I raised my twins with colorblind. They love everybody. They accept every religion. They accept, you know, anyone's sexual preference. And I'm proud of that because I wanted the new generation to really, you know, be focused on love and getting along and acceptance. I think that our generation, I know I'm much younger than you, but
you're like 10 times younger.
I know that I'm much younger than you, but, you know, the point is that, you know, that I think that that's where we have to go, you know? That's
all right. Last question, actually, you hit on it, is love. What does love mean? We have a love channel.
Well, to me, love means, you know, unconditional love. That's what love means to me, unconditional love. You know, when you care about somebody and you love them no matter their faults, no matter what they are, who they are, it's so important to love and to forgive. It's an amazing, I am a forgiver. Everyone thinks I'm a pendeja. Pendeja means forgiving. Forgiving means pendeja.
And compassion.
Compassion.
You got it. You're so cool. Kiki, you're fantastic.
Oh,
thank
I
you
love
so much.
You. Kiki, kiss.
Hey, what a deal. All right, thank you very much. We're going live.